Hello.
All right, I'm calling Blog Talk now. Hang on.
Ah.
You can talk while I dial.
I'm here with Brian.
All right, we're going to be talking about 420 friendly free food and medicine.
420 friendly free food and oh, because today's 420. Ha ha ha
yeah.
Ha.
Three, two, one. Blog Talk Radio.
Demented Dungeons and Dragons disclaimer. Asterisk legal notice asterisk. This podcast is for educational and / or entertainment purposes only. Our opinions and religious beliefs are our own. Most of this is all hearsay evidence and is not admissible in court. Our first-hand knowledge is your hearsay evidence and you should always go and do your own homework. We are not necessarily encouraging you to overthrow any terroristic tyrannical de facto governments, medical establishments, fast food franchises, any religious or non-religious 501c3s or anything of that matter. We do encourage you not to feed the beast, we do encourage you to love your neighbor, your community, and your homeland. We do encourage you to do what is right, when it is right, because it is right. We do encourage you to protect your de jure government, your sovereignty, your freedoms, and your liberty, and those same freedoms and liberties for your neighbor, your community, your people, and your homeland. The Lord gave you free will. Please use it wisely. Pray it forward. Pray for others as you would like them to pray for you. Love others as you would want them to love you. Please read 1 Corinthians 13. We practice God's medicine, not man's medicines. Any nutritional statements heard on this podcast is just our research and / or experience. Most of them may not be accepted by the FDA. Under the New World Order rules, regulations, standards, codes, and guidelines, we are not allowed to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any diseases. But we cannot cure you. Nor can your doctor, only you can heal yourself. Disease is a result of a nutritional deficient environment. Feed your body right, and your body will cure itself. Man and / or other animals, we are not man animals. This podcast is not made for animals. This podcast is only for certain humans made in God's image, endowed by God with certain inalienable rights. If you are an animal, this podcast isn't necessarily for you. Please tell your human about us.
Hello!
Hi.
To the free food and medicine portion of the Manic Monday podcast. Man or other animals. That doesn't make sense to a lot of people. But if you Google man and or other animals or man or other animals. The FDA thinks that we're animals. We're not humans. So that's what that's all about. Anyway, before we get started, it is now tick season. So make sure you go to oilsoftheearth.com and get your tick repellent, essential oils, and many more. And speaking of animals, I'm going in a different direction, and we now have an off-grid organic farm and retreat that we're working on. I'm taking the oils in a different direction and focusing on herbology and aromatherapy for animals. I got a whole bunch of literature and books and stuff like that, and so we're still focusing on humans as well, but our main focus is going to be going in a different direction and focusing on animals.
So instead of man or other animals, it's going to be man and animal.
Right, man and animals, not man and other animals.
Right.
the other that is the key word in that legalese portion of that phrase. But we talk more about that on our ScrapGov Scrap podcast, so you'll have to go there and check that out. Anyways, so since it's April 20th, 2020, we're talking about 420 friendly free food and medicine today. Now, I don't know a whole lot about all of the 420 friendly free foods and medicines, but we do know a bit about marijuana and poppy, for that matter. I'm not too terribly familiar with, like, the shrooms. I'm sure they are medicinal, but you know, there's a lot of herbs out there that people use to get high that are medicinal, and you just got to know how to use it properly. Like, you know, coca. They make cocaine from the coca plant. And
right, but the natives use it in order to run long distances without hunger.
Right.
They weren't getting high off of it.
And it's also traditionally used as a painkiller. So,
yeah.
And
yeah, they were using the cocoa leaves to they're using the leaves in order to reduce their hunger and allow them to run long distance without harming themselves.
Right. So it could be used as a, you know, maybe not necessarily an appetite suppressant, but if used properly, it could be used to supplement nutrients that you may or may not be getting in your food to lower your appetite. So if you need to lose weight or something like that, you can get your extra nutrients from and energy from the coca plant without having to worry about starving yourself and
right.
But yeah, you gotta still be careful. It can be addictive.
Well, that powder is just one chemical found in the plant cooked out.
That's true.
You know?
Well, yeah, it's like white sugar. You know, white coca is like white sugar and like white flour and white salt. You want the green coca, probably. I'm not sure what color it is.
Right.
I have to look that up.
And you were mentioning shrooms. Somebody was pointing out that, yeah, you can use it recreational and get high. But he was following statements, and he was thinking along the lines of growing it and taking very small doses, low doses of the psilocybin mushroom. Because he's of the opinion that low doses would actually enhance your intellect.
Oh, right.
You know, whereas high doses, you know, you get high off it and you go on strange trips and, you know.
Psychedelic.
Right. Low dose, you might not get hardly any reaction at all other than the fact that it might improve your brain, you know.
Right.
So
you put it in a blend with, say, reishi and some other stuff, and it actually will enhance your mental performance.
Ow! Sorry. I'm working while we're talking. I'm sorry.
It's all right. I do that a lot.
Yeah. Well,
next time,
I had promised myself I would never take a job on Mondays so that this wouldn't happen. And what I do, I took a job on a Monday.
Yeah, this
and I knew it.
Next time, make sure you mute your phone during the recording.
Ouch. Yeah, it wasn't exactly available to me. I'm sorry.
Anyhow. It wasn't too bad this time. So anyway, so 420 friendly herbs that you can take. Yeah, you know, think there's poisonous plants out there that are poisonous. But if you take them in small doses, they can just be strong medicine. And that would be the same with psychedelic type plants as well. You know, marijuana is good for you, but you don't want to be smoking it every day, all day long. You know, plus you want a balance of the THC and the CBD, which I've been telling people for 15 years, and now everybody's on a CBD craze. But you don't want just the CBD, you want the THC too. Now, of course, people with jobs like myself, you're not supposed to have the THC because you could, you know, get fired. But, you know, the CBD oils that people are taking, they actually work better if they have a certain percentage of THC in it. So it's good to have some THC in your system if you can legally, you know, do that with your job or whatever. But, yeah. Anyway. So, and then you got poppy. Let's see if Marcus Rothkranz has anything to marry to Juana. I don't know what the psychedelic mushrooms are called. I'll have to look those up.
Psilocybin.
How do you spell?
I don't know how to spell it. Sorry.
How you spell
I don't think he covers mushrooms in his book, does he?
Oh, no. Okay, never mind. All right, so... Mary Jane!
You might have to look it up by its scientific name. He might not mention it by any other name.
He may not mention it at all, just the CYOA.
Yeah, that's true. He's already politically incorrect enough saying the medicine is free.
You don't even talk about him. He does talk about poppies, though.
90 seconds.
Yeah. Okay. You use it that much time already, or is that thing off?
What time is it?
I don't know. I don't seem like we haven't been talking very long.
We might be almost out of time. We only have so many minutes or hours that we can record. So,
oh.
We might have to conclude this
60 seconds
podcast as of now and go 100% on freefoodandmedicine.org. So if this is our last podcast, I'll have to go in and double check. You'll have to go to freefoodandmedicine.org to hear the rest of the story and the rest of our podcasts. And go to ManicMondayPodcast.com to listen to or find our future, past, present, and future podcasts. So, cannabis.
Darn it. There we go.
Cannabis. He's not listing it under cannabis either. So, let's look at poppy, and then we'll have to Google the rest.
10 seconds.
Seconds remaining. See if it cuts us off.
That was a good size worm. I think I chopped it in half.
Yeah, because we're only 15 minutes into the podcast.
Right. So this is the end. Bye, folks.
Blog Talk's weird. It's always doing funky stuff, so we're just using Blog Talk to advertise our podcast. It's more of a pain than it is probably a blessing. Okay, 218 in the Free Food and Medicine book. Poppy. Poppies contain both morphine and codeine. Oh, yeah, we'll have to look up the coca plant, too. Which are pain-relieving drugs that are still used today. They can
cutting?
4 to 6 petals may contain opiates, make you feel peaceful.
Nature peaceful?
Doctors, peaceful, like peaceful pogo patches.
Wonder, you got some good, what the hell?
Ancient doctors had their patients eat poppy seeds to relieve pain.
Yeah, this one then. You do more digging than I do.
The seeds contain most medicinal, or the most medicinal properties of the plant. Poppy is used for pain, insomnia, nervousness, and chronic coughs. Don't use it if you're being tested for drugs. As it can cause you to test positive. This includes poppy seeds used in baking goods. Now, I've eaten baked goods with poppy seeds in them, and I've never tested positive. I don't know if that's because maybe the seeds have been radiated or not. I don't know.
Probably because they're cooked.
Perhaps. So, but it is a fear that a lot of people have. So, you know, he's probably just, you know, CYOA type of thing.
Well, they put poppy seeds on lots of hamburger buns, too. So, you know, it's like, and muffins.
Oh, yeah.
So. All righty. Okay, get this up over the hump.
No coca. All right, well, I'm going to look in my other two books since I got my prescriptions for natural healing. Now, finally, dug it out of my storage. See what they have to say.
At least half of it.
Look for cannabis first.
Got six.
Nope.
No.
No coca. Let's look up Mary Jane.
Yeah, I was gonna joke at the beginning when you said
161.
420 friendly plants and herbs. I was gonna say, is that cookies, pizza, potato chips?
Well, you know. You can, that would be 420 friendly. And it's not herbs.
No. And it's not healthy.
And medicine.
No, it's certainly not medicine.
You can make healthy pizzas and healthy cookies.
That's true.
161.
Brownies.
Hot brownies. Space cake. Those are my favorite. Anyways, okay, marijuana use. Wow, they got almost a full page here. The main active ingredient to marijuana is THC. Delta 9.
Wrong.
And a really long word.
That's the main chemical everybody goes for, but that's not the main active ingredient.
Right. Anyway, the Delta 9 and the long word that I can't pronounce, but it's cannabinol. Yeah, the other one is the CBD. I don't know if they talk about CBD in here or not.
Well,
CBD
actually, there's actually, I'd say there's probably over 100 cannabinoids that are all good for you and occur in cannabis. And THC and CBD are just the two main ones.
Right.
And, you know,
anyway,
you breed a plant that gets heavy in one of them, and you're neglecting the others.
Well, yeah, that's why I always told people you want ditch weed. It's not going to get you as high, but it's healthier for you.
Right.
You know, you can hybrid the ditch weed, but you want it to be as natural and raw to nature as possible. Okay, so THC is the most active ingredient of the 60 related chemicals found in the resin that covers the flowers and leaves of the cannabis plant. These leaves and flowers are ground up and are most often smoked in cigarettes or pipes. The pure resin called hashish can also be eaten or even drank. New cultivations and propagation techniques have resulted in the increased THC content in the marijuana. The amount of THC has risen by at least 200%. That's why I said you want the ditch weed because it's more natural, it's more balanced, it's the way God created it in the first place. So the stuff you buy, typically, is going to be, you know, 200% more THC, therefore it's out of balance. It's not as healthy for you. And that's why I was always telling people, you know, when the medical marijuana started coming out, I was like, you know, there's three types of marijuana. You have street marijuana, which is laced. You have natural marijuana, which is natural. Now, it might be hybrid for more THC, but it's still natural. And then you have medical marijuana, which is, again, laced. You know, it's hybrid, and it's got other stuff in it that you really don't want, unless you know the growers, and you know, definitely get to know your growers to make sure that it's pure and natural. But the medical marijuana I was talking about previously, because now that it's more legal, you know, you got more more people like you and me distributing it and stuff, and it's still regulated, but it's not the same kind of regulated, and therefore
right.
Safer. Okay, but I thought I had a tick or something crawling on me. It's been driving me crazy. Ah! I haven't got bit yet, but I got some crawling on me. Anyway, but yeah, they used to have them in pill form. You could get them from, like, say, your doctor and stuff like that. You don't know what's in that crap. You know, it's like all the other pharmaceuticals.
You don't trust... You trust the street vendor on the corner more than you trust the doctor in the white coat?
Hell yeah. But, but still, well, not if it's ground up and it's white, you know, a white peel. That's just like what we're going back to with the white coca, the white stevia, the white sugars, the white flowers, the white salt. It's bleached of all its nutrients.
Right.
So, but these vendors, I forgot what they're called, but the distribution places. I'm not a cashier in this department. It's more, I got friends and associates and family members. So I used to smoke it many, many moons ago. And so I know a little bit about it from my own experience when I was younger and from my friends and family. But anyhow, and of course research, but it's not my main research.
Yeah, disclaimer. One of us doesn't smoke it at all, and the other one probably, you know, well, I know next to nothing about it, to be honest. So.
Right. So anyway, so I know as much as maybe the average bear. Okay, so prescriptions for natural healing talks about it. And these are doctors in white coats that I actually trust. Okay.
Really?
Well, I trust them better more than I do the other white coats.
Yeah, that's true.
White coats are coming! The white coats are coming! And that's actually something to be scared of. But anyways. Okay. So, and back to what I was saying about the distributors. You know, that's why I said get to know your growers and get to know, you know, what their methods are and what kind of plants they are, because, yeah, your growers may not be any better than the white coats. So just make sure you get to know what you're buying before you buy it. And personally, I'd say grow your own if you can.
Yeah, same thing goes for any vegetable you get out of the grocery store.
Yeah, any free food and medicine. Grow it yourself. You know, find it in the wild, cultivate it, and propagate it. Anyways.
Brian, is that a good enough gap? Okay.
The intoxicated
state. Yeah, I'm moonlighting, folks.
The intoxicated state that encompasses marijuana use varies. However, it is usually characterized by a calm, mildly euphoric state. Time may seem to pass more slowly. That's for sure. And if you're driving, it feels like you're driving a cloud car. I only did that once, so I won't do it again. Anyways.
Doesn't sound good.
No, it was weird. Okay, so. So time may pass more slowly. And the senses, sight, sound, and touch are enhanced. Well, that's the way most drugs are. They enhance your personality and everything else. It's like Bill Cosby once did a skit on drugs and alcohol and stuff, and he was talking about a certain drug.
Thank you for using Blog Talk Radio. Goodbye.
Okay.
We're on the other side, folks.
So Bill Cosby was talking about, he did a skit on drugs and alcohol, and he was talking about, you know, what makes these drugs so great. He goes, somebody said, well, it enhances your personality. And he says, well, yeah, but what if you're an asshole?
That was my neighbor.
Right? So anyway, okay. So, yeah, they enhance your personality. They enhance everything, really, to a degree. The marijuana use may feel exhilarated. Marijuana user may feel exhilarated and experience a rapid flow of ideas accompanied by a reduction in short-term memory.
I don't need any of that.
I know, right? That's an ADD attribute right there. In addition, the user may have an increased appetite and slightly bloodshot eyes. Their heart rate may speed up as well. The effects of smoking marijuana last approximately 4 hours, while the effects of marijuana ingested orally can last up to 12 hours. Now, even though...
Now, this is according to who?
Dr. James Bach and Phyllis Bach, husband and wife doctors.
I'm sorry, I didn't catch... I caught the names, but who are they with?
Oh, Prescriptions for Natural Healing. They wrote the book.
Okay, I would trust them more than others.
Yeah. So ingesting it is healthier than smoking it. So you're going to get a better, long-lasting result by eating it rather than smoking it. So I don't know why anybody would want to smoke it if the effects don't last as long. Then you got to feel like you smoke more.
Well, that's my response on Mullen. I mean, I've got lots of friends who smoke Mullen. But the Mullen's better for you if you make a tea out of it or you just eat it.
Right.
Make Mullen brownies.
Mullen brownies.
You know?
Okay. Since the user's reaction time is... reaction time and coordination are dramatically impaired when under the influence of marijuana, operating complex equipment such as automobiles is extremely dangerous. I can attest to that. Even though the user may no longer be in intoxicated, his functioning abilities will still be impaired for several hours. But yeah, like you said, you know, 4 to 12 hours, depending on how you intake it. Probably best to do it before you go to bed. Some individuals may have disturbing reactions to marijuana. They may experience acute anxiety. I have heard of that. People having anxiety. People get paranoid because of the cops and stuff when they smoke.
I used to think it was the mercury. I used to think that was the mercury, but somebody explained to me that it basically intensifies any emotion you're having. And if you're afraid of getting caught doing it, you're going to be paranoid.
Right. So it says here, anxiety followed by paranoia.
Yeah.
So, yeah, if you already are anxious, you're going to be more anxious. If you're already paranoid, you're going to be more paranoid.
And if you're happy-go-lucky, you're going to be even more so.
The only thing it won't do is make you more, well... It might make women more horny, but guys, if you're hoping to get laid, don't smoke marijuana right before you have sex. I know from experience. It's not good. It will. Now, it's different with different people, but for me, it made me impotent. You know, short term. I was up and running the next day, but that night, I was out. I was like, okay, no more
sex. So don't inhale.
More sex. Right. Well, yeah. Well, I don't know. I haven't I haven't ingested it before, you know, trying to make love. So, but I know smoking it before sex, it made me non-performance capable. So.
Right.
I never did it again after that. If I knew I was going to get some that day, whatever, it's like, okay, nope, I'm good. I'll do second hand. You know, I'll let her smoke it, but I wouldn't smoke it myself. You know. But anyway, so yeah, it definitely will affect that. You know, maybe positive, maybe negative. For me, it was negative, so.
Use it for birth control.
Yeah. Some individuals may have the oh, wait, I already read that. Okay. Often, the marijuana user is in a state of delirium marked by agitation, confusion, disorientation, incoordination, and hallucination. These reactions are
analogous,
maybe, to those experienced, those reactions are analogous to those experienced by an LSD user on a bad trip.
Analogous, similar to.
Oh, okay. Yeah, doctors use fancy words. Okay. Except that they are milder with marijuana. Long-term use of the drug can result in psychotic reactions, which is why you don't want to use it too much. It's a medicine, not a drug. Okay. If that makes sense, you know, you don't want to.
And thus, my neighbor.
You don't want to abuse it.
My neighbor, who's sat in his dark garage, surrounded by paint cans, reading scripture and drinking alcohol while he smoked. He came out kind of paranoid and kind of trippy.
Yeah, pain cans will do that. Long-term use of the drug can result in psychotic reactions, including hallucinations. They just said that. Inappropriate emotions and
Dysphoria? No.
Oh, disordered. Sorry. I saw it looks so much like discord. I said discordered. Disordered thinking. Forgive me, I'm a little dyslexic. Okay. Two studies include that marijuana smoking may increase the chances of relapse in the schizophrenic patient. Harvard Medical School Letter, Volume 4, Number 5. Marijuana impairs the functioning of the brain, immune system, reproductive system.
Ow!
And lungs. Marijuana smoke contains the same carcinogenic agents as those found in tobacco smoke, but in as much higher concentration. Since marijuana smoke severe damage to the lungs. Marijuana use can lead to bronchitis, emphysema, and lung cancer. By impairing the immune system, marijuana use contributes to cancer, AIDS, and other diseases. Harvard Medical School Letter, Volume 4, Number 5. Now, this is probably in, you know, extreme uses, because in small doses, it's a medicine, but too much will cause problems.
Right. Yeah, that's true of anything.
Yeah, we'll have to look up the Harvard Medical School Letter, Volume 4, Number 5. Addiction to marijuana is a severe problem. Those dependent on this drug are either constantly thinking about marijuana, intoxicated from the drug, or recovering from the effects. Because mental and physical health is impaired with the marijuana use, the user's work habits, family life, and friendships suffer.
Right.
Evidence indicates that long-term use causes significant mental and emotional deterioration. The individual usually lacks ambition and direction, and is typically passive, apathetic, and uncommunicative. Withdrawal from this drug can result in anxiety, insomnia, tremors, and chills. These symptoms can last for many days. So that's marijuana from prescriptions for natural healing. And that's in their drug addiction section.
All right. Do they have any suggestions for getting over that?
Getting over it? Yes. Wait a minute.
What do you guess? Niacin.
Okay, so for alcohol addiction, they suggest magnesium, vitamin B complex, vitamin C, D, E, and K.
There you go.
This one I can't pronounce. Alloprinol. Alloprinol. Anyway,
there we go.
Whatever that drug is, the nutrition you need is iron. So these may be the things that these drugs deplete the body of, because I know alcohol depletes the body of vitamin B. So these are the herbs, minerals, and vitamins to take if you have these, if you take these drugs. And anthracides, whatever that is, calcium, phosphates, vitamin A, vitamin B complex, and vitamin D. Antibiotics. Vitamin B, vitamin K.
A little more. You want to bury it first?
And you want to get some healthy bacteria, because it says antibiotics also deplete the body of friendly bacteria. Antihistamines. You want to take vitamin C. aspirin, calcium, folic acid, iron, potassium, vitamin A, vitamin B, and vitamin C. Black walnut will also help because black walnut helps block the chemical absorption in the body. Anyways, barbiturates, vitamin C, caffeine, biotin, anastals, potassium, thiamine, vitamin B, and zinc.
No, I did that backwards.
Carban.
Not gonna roll this one.
Well,
sorry, Kano.
Do we have enough sticks?
No. We got T-Pos. You got plenty of T-Pos.
Tell you what, let me there's a few. Let me run over this with the practice list.
All right, I'll get this out of the way. You still there?
So it doesn't say what to take for marijuana, per se, to balance it out.
So well, you probably need to figure out what to balance out the THC.
CBD.
Well, maybe.
Is there any more weeds in your garlic?
Yes. Yeah, I can weed that while...
We'll weed that a little bit, and that'll be time to run over here. I think I got a shot.
Yeah, sorry, folks. Like I said, I'm moonlighting. Doing two jobs at once. I am going to grab a squig of water, though. Kano, are you still there?
No.
It's real quiet on your end.
There are things to say. Especially with all the background verbiage. I guess we'll just conclude the podcast for now. And in 15 minutes, I'll call in to... Scrap Gov's Scrap Podcast and do that. If you're available.
All right.
Whatever. So.
And I'll hang up here.
The Free Food and Medicine portion of the Manic Monday Podcast. Go to freefoodandmedicine.org. Which you probably already are at if you're listening to this podcast. And manicmondaypodcast.com.
I'll start the next podcast out on mute. So I suggest you go straight to Ron Paul and I'll unmute after it.
That's fine. All right, I'll talk to you later. Bye. Okay, now we got all that background noise out of the way. Yeah, go to manicmondaypodcast.com to see and hear our past, present, and future podcasts. And then, freefoodandmedicine.org, we got a Facebook group. We have a Discord group, and we'll be adding some other stuff there as well. you know, basically a way for all of us to communicate and network together and help educate people together on free food and medicine. God's medicine. So we don't need these stupid inoculations and pill pusher poop. You know, God already provided all this stuff for us. Why do we need synthetic versions of what God gave us to begin with? We don't need all of that. That's what's creating the problems in the first place. But, you know, that's, again, one of our ScrapGov scrap topics, which you can find at ScrapGov scrap talk, ScrapGovScrap.com. They basically create a problem, and then they advocate a solution for the problem, which puts more and more money or power into their hands and into the hands of like-minded criminals that follow them into office. So they give you these pills because, I don't know, you got some kind of, like I got allergies, but okay, I got two problems. I got an allergy issue. It's not really a problem, but it's an issue. And I got a foot fungus issue. Now, the foot fungus thing isn't that bad either. I had it since I was 16-ish. And once I got into alternatives, I've been keeping it under control, but I never got rid of it all the way. And I contributed to just being a sweetaholic because I like my sweets. But if I control my diet and I take all the proper herbs and use the essential oils and stuff like that, I keep it under control. Not so bad. Even my dad started coming up with some natural remedies, which I've been trying, which is unusual because my dad's like pro-pharmaceutical. But he's slowly starting to convert. But anyways, those are my two issues. And those are issues I've had for quite a while. I don't have any other medical problems because I do God's medicine. Now, but we got all this crap in our foods, right? So part of my problem might be a reaction to the food paint and coffee creamers or whatever. Maybe the cookies or the potato chips that I might eat, which I never hardly ever eat potato chips. But right now I am because we had a party last night and I'm eating the leftover potato chips. But nonetheless, you know, all this crap in our food creates side effects. So then we go to the doctor and say, oh, I got this problem. Oh, let me give you this pill. And then the pill's got like 25, 50 side effects. So now you got more problems. So then you go back to the doctor and say, oh, I got this growing problem over here, you know. It's like, oh, this, you know, like I'm starting to gain weight or something. Like a friend of mine is on an antipsychotic pharmaceutical. She's not psychotic. But she got too deep into the metaphysical stuff, and she had spiritual problems, if you will. And, you know, with evil spirits attacking her. And so the doctors got her on these antipsychotics, messing with her SSRI. And, or whatever. Anyway, these SSRI drugs have all these problems. Well, for her, it's excessive weight gain. That's one of the problems. They have mellowed her out and made her feel better, but now she's like gained like almost, I don't know, 150 pounds. She was like maybe 100 pounds soaking wet wearing a jacket, a soaking wet jacket. And now she's heavier than me. And I'm not thin, but I'm not heavy. I'm kind of medium build. I got a tiny little pot belly. I'm about 165, 175 pounds, you know, but I've got a lot of muscle. I trim trees. I work out. You know, I got a farm, blah, blah, blah. So, you know, muscle does weigh more than fat. However, you know, she put on a lot of weight with these pharmaceuticals, and now she's looking for all these alternatives to lose weight. Which at least she's going the alternative route and not the pharmaceutical route because she's a hippie like me. But, you know, if she could find an alternative that does the same thing, which I've been trying to help her find, then she would lose the weight and not have the side effects, or not have as bad a side effect. But anyway, so these doctors, they give you these pills for these problems with all these side effects, and then you got to go back to the doctor for more pills for more side effects. I mean, for the problems that the first pill caused. And then the second pill's got problems. So then you got to go back to the doctor for more pills to fix the problems that the doctors or the pharmaceutical industry caused in the first place. That, or, you know, the big Agra. Because, like, say, wheat. You know, they spray Monsanto Roundup on the wheat in order to ripen it all up at the same time before they go to harvest it. Well, that can't be healthy. So that's got to have some side effects in our food. So, you know, that's the problem. We got all these side effects from our foods and whatever else. And then so we go to the doctor and these pharmaceutical industry and say, hey, how do I fix this problem that, you know, chemicals created in the first place? And, or bad habits. Like smoking too much marijuana. And then you got to take these pills to have side effects. And so on and so forth. I don't know. It's just a big mess. So we're going to start a Scrap Gov Scrap podcast here in 2 minutes. So I'm going to let you go. But anyway, go to oilsoftheearth.com. And davidanddavid.com, that's our farm. And manicmondaypodcast.com. Talk to you later, bye. Oh, sometimes my Bluetooth doesn't hang up properly. Here we go.